The West Live.
The West Live.
With Jenna Clark.
Reading this morning, the federal government have ticked off on a $125 million resources corridor. Falling into one of those corridors is our goldfields. It basically stretches from Darwin right down to the Great Australian Bight, straddling the borders of the Northern Territory, WA and South Australia. It's been identified as an area that could have the potential for a wealth of new discoveries and industries, from gold to lithium and everything, every critical mineral in between. Joining me now is the Mayor of Kalgoorlie, John Bowler. John, what could this program mean to your region up there?
It'll bring us much-needed vital workers, Jenna. You're correct. Young couples, young families, individuals are moving to Kalgoorlie since the virus hit.
Right.
Because they know that's the one place that they can get a job.
Fantastic. And what kind of jobs? I guess this corridor is only really in its infancy right now, but what sort of jobs are people moving to the region for?
Well, gold's at record prices. It's prices I didn't even dream of and hope for. And nickel's going okay. Lithium's the new kid on the block. And now we're getting a new $500 million rare earth plant built in Kalgoorlie, which the White House and the Tokyo government are sort of supporting. It just shows you how important that is to world supply of rare earths. And that all means jobs. And right now, vacancy rates in Kalgoorlie, when they get down to about 2% of rentals, people regard that as a very tight market. At the end of last month, we were down to 0.8% of vacancies for rentals.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So are you seeing a lot of people moving from the city or other regions to Kalgoorlie?
Mainly the city, mainly Perth.
Cool.
Of course, you know, even the eastern status, some eastern status are moving across. They've got to do the fortnight quarantine, and good on Mark McGowan for maintaining those strict borders. I think that's what we want as much as people in Perth. But look, you'll get a job. You and the wife, you both get jobs. The city council, we're actually sort of building, it's not something that local government normally does, but we're building a 130-place child mining centre, because a lot of wives come to Kalgoorlie. There are jobs there for them. People screaming out for these women to come and work, but they can't because they've got to look after children. There's no place for... Well, there are a lot of child mining centres in Kal, but they're all taken. So we're going to build another 130-room facility.
Amazing.
And hopefully that'll take up some of the slack.
Now, was that a part of an announcement that... I know the Premier was up there in your region last week. Was that a part of his plan that he announced up there?
It's something that the council's doing itself with a private developer. On top of that, we're getting a Hilton Hotel built in the next 12 months. The whole place is just going crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great place to be the mayor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's absolutely fantastic that you guys are taking the initiative to focus on things like childcare and getting more people into work. It's brilliant. We saw yesterday that the Chamber of Minerals and Energy are worried that there could be a bit of a skills shortage considering the hard border. Are you feeling that there? Obviously not.
We are feeling it. Look, you know, I don't think there's a mine or a major contractor who wouldn't take more workers, particularly skilled workers, if they could get them. But this is a constant problem in Australia. Our sort of skilled education process is terrible. We wait until there's a crisis, then everyone jumps up and down, and then we do something about it. By the time we sort of get the flow going again, that boom's over, and we get an oversupply. Yeah, we really need some long-term planning in that area. It's something that frustrates me. Over the decades, every decade or so, you see the shortage, and then we go from a shortage to a glut. But generally, we just need more training in that area.
And when you say area, what do you mean specifically? Are you talking people doing apprenticeships? Right. So things
electrical,
like...
boiler making, plumbing,
yep,
building, all of those trades, boiler making, you know, there's constant shortages on mine sites. Hence, those workers who are skilled get good money, you know, sort of they're getting $50 an hour, $45 an hour, whereas in Perth and Sydney and Melbourne, you'll get far less than that.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think when, I guess, not being in the resources industry and not ever sort of being in that realm, I feel the one thing that I always think is like, yeah, these jobs are there, but how do you get in? If you don't know someone or a mate of someone can get you in the door, how would you suggest someone wanting to pivot into the resources industry, John, get a foot in the door? Just say if you're a boilermaker that wants to move to Cal, how would you get a foot in the door?
Give me a ring. I've got a few mates there. You know, first of all, the mine sites of people, you know, it's not rocket science, KCGM, Northern Star, Saracen, Evolution, they're the mines, they're the mining companies. And then there's the labour hire firms, the traditional labour hire firms that you have at CMPS. If you contact them and you've got skills, they'll have you in a job within a week.
Fantastic. And now, what would you say about the upcoming election? We've seen that on Hannan Street, you've got your Lib and your Labour have both taken up some prime real estate there with their offices. How's that? What's the mood like in the electorate out there?
Yeah, the other one is a similar contest in Kalgoorlie. Liberal is the current member. Labour, I previously was a Labour member, then independent member for Kalgoorlie. And the other one, last term, was the National Party. So it'll be a three-way contest. Labour traditionally hasn't done well the last few elections, but there's no doubt their vote is going to go up on the back of Mark McGowan. Look, it's going to be interesting. I can't pick it. I would have said it would be either National or Liberal. 6 months ago, but since the virus and Mark McGowan's performance, and there's no one faulting that, it is now a genuine three-way contest, and it'll be interesting to see the outcome.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we spoke about the gold price previously. I think it's hit today something over $2,800, which is unprecedented. What's the vibe like in Kalgoorlie in terms of, I guess, a lot of miners must be pretty happy seeing a lot of prospectors out there, John?
Oh, yes. you know, the school, see, one of the things that we all thought when the virus hit, and, you know, people were saying, oh, the tourist industry will be decimated. Well, travel firms are sort of doing it tough because no one's going overseas. But Western Australia is a net sort of importer of tourism, exporter, because we send over more tourists than we import. But now that we can't go overseas, people are coming to the goldfields. They're trying their hand at prospecting. And with the price of what it is, Jenna, you don't have to find too much to make a lot of money. And I've heard some wonderful stories. In fact, I went detecting for the first time in my own life a fortnight ago.
Yeah.
And found another former member for Kalgoorlie, Ian Taylor. And we found two little nuggets.
Yes.
Which we're giving to our grandchildren. That was after about 2 hours of detecting. So we're not experts, but it's out there.
That is fantastic. And so things sound buoyant out there. Have you spoken to a lot of your counterparts in other regional areas in WA, and how are they feeling?
Yes, generally you'd have to say the mining areas, the Pilbara, the Gascoyne, Murchison, the Goldfields, doing very well.
Yeah,
there's hardly a metal that isn't doing well. The rest of the state is going probably better than Perth. Hazarding a guess, towns like Albany are going okay. Bunbury, Busselton, down the southwest, and Broome's doing very well during this current tourist season. That you can't move along that northern coast, so they're generally doing well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens once the helicopter money stops fluttering down, March, April next year. What impact that'll have on non-mining areas. I think they'll slow down a bit, but who knows? It's hard to work out, isn't it? I don't think there's a person in the world knows what's going to happen in the next year.
No, not at all. I think it's as everyone keeps saying, it's unprecedented times, but I think it's been really positive to chat to you today, John, and hear about all the great things up in Cal. Just a pity we can't have Diggers and Dealers up there this year. Are you missing us up there?
No, it's coming ahead. Diggers is going ahead.
Oh, it is? Fantastic.
Yes. And the last I heard, yeah, I don't think they're going to get many from the eastern states. In fact, their guest speaker was going to be from outside of Western Australia.
Right.
In a major coup, the Diggers have now got the Premier Mark McGowan as their main guest speaker. And right now, he's Johnny on the moment, and so he's the guest speaker. And the last I heard, they were getting close to 2,000 delegates just for Western Australia alone.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Well, we will probably have to touch base with you, hopefully if I could come up and have a chat to you in the back bar of the Exchange, I would, but I might have to get you on the phone around that time. But Mayor of Kalgoorlie, John Bowler, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jenna.